for the honor of Allah Almighty we are standing up. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Oh, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If we are standing through all our lives, standing up and making takbir for Allah Almighty, it is not too much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nasr ya Sayyidi ya Sultan. I am asking forgiveness for me and blessings for you. I am in need forgiveness. You are in need blessings. I am not coming here to make a show for my ego, but I am coming to make the word of Lord high. That is high, but we also making through our tongues, through our sayings, takbir, and that takbir giving us highness in divine presence. You are servants. I am also servant. I like to be Allah Almighty's humble and simple servant. And I am calling everyone to be humble servant for their Lord, for Allah Almighty. I am asking honor from Allah Almighty. As well as I am asking honor for you also. And I am asking honor for whole nations. I am asking honor from Allah Almighty to whole mankind. And that honor, if we have been granted from Allah Almighty, no one can take it away from ourselves. Please don't occupy yourselves with something else. It is a holy meeting. It is for Allah Almighty and for His most beloved servant, for Sayyidina Muhammad. And it is for most beloved servant, O Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Muhammad. It is a meeting for the honor of most respected servant, O Allah Almighty. We are knowing that no one going to be most respected and beloved and honored and praised also in divinely present more than Sayyidina Muhammad, Habibuna Muhammad, Nabiuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am coming only to make people to understand who is that one, that whole creation just created for him, for his honor. Because we are living in a time mostly mankind, they are heedless and ignorant about that one, about that most respected and most honored and most praised servant of Allah Almighty. They are heedless. Whole nations, they are heedless to give their perfect respect and love for most respected servant to Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him. And I am sorry to say that through Islamic world, through Muslims, just through 20th century, growing some wrong people from wrong groups, from bad ones, that they are trying to prevent Muslims, Muslim communities, to give their most high respect to that most high respected servant, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That making me very angry and I am trying to take them away if I can do. But I am a weak servant. But the Lord of heavens, Allah Almighty is saying, O my servant, don't worry, I am looking what they are doing. They are making makr to make his honor down, but I am going to make themselves dishonored ones. Therefore, oh, attenders, oh, whom you are loving, you are most respected prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must try to make Allah Almighty pleased with you. If you are asking how we can do Allah Almighty to be pleased with us, the way passing through respect of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are giving your most high respect among creatures, most high respect must be given to that most praised servant, O Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Muhammad, Ahmadi Muhammad, Mahmoodu Muhammad, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All beautiful, beautiful names Allah granted to him. If you are asking to make your Lord Allah Almighty pleased with you, you must give your most love, most high respect, most high praising on his most praised servant. He is servant. Lordship only for one, can't be for anyone else. And most praised servant, he was saying, I am so proud. Through whole my names that granted to me from my Lord, I like much more from every name that my Lord just he addressed to me and mentioning through Holy Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده عبده. That is much more beloved name for me that my Lord saying, accepting me to be his عبده. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده عبده. O people, he is coming to teach you servanthood for his Lord and for your Lord, Allah Almighty. He is coming to take away every battle. Just he had been sent to take away every wrong beliefs and to bring everything in its own position. Just he came to make clear the rights of Allah Almighty, his Lord's rights, and just he had been sent by his Lord, and his Lord, he is sending his last message with his last messenger and last servant and messenger to all mankind. And he likes, Allah Almighty likes to be known the respect and value and praise for his last messenger as his servant that he sent to ourselves. And he did through 23 years, just he did it perfectly. Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him, he did his mission most perfectly, that no any other prophet just did it as he did it. And he knowing who he is, and he taught us how we must know his Lord and our Lord Allah Almighty, and to give to our Lord Most High obedience and servanthood, and also he was saying as an hadith for his rights. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله He is saying, and he says from Allah Almighty, no doubt. And he was awakening people, warning people, teaching people. O people, if anyone not thanking to another one that just reaching from that one to him something, he is not going to be a thankful servant to his Lord. Who can be more than to be thanked and praised after Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him? Those foolish people, they are so jealous people, they can't carry to do that Muslim to say, Oh Rasulullah, we are thankful to you that you brought us from your Lord everything, to save ourselves here and hereafter, and to reach to eternal life through his eternity. How? They are saying, don't say, don't give your respect to that one, then it is going to be shirk. Where is those people, those ignorant, worse people? They are against me. I'm a simple, humble, weak servant. But Allah Almighty looking to them. They are thinking that they may do something for me if I am going, but Allah may send millions and billions for the high respect of Rasulullah. Allah Almighty going to be angry with us when we are saying, Oh, Ya Rasulullah, we are thankful to you. Allah gives to you much more honor. Those shaitan people saying you are doing shirk, you are doing bid'ah, you are doing haram, you are doing kufr. They are fighting with me. I am nothing. But they are fighting to Allah. And Allah Almighty soonerly taking themselves, if you are asking through East and West to find such a foolish and dirty people, you can't find. We know, as the seal of prophets, most beloved servant, just taught us about our Lord, that he is only one, can't be a second one. He is Ahad. Ahad. His existence only. In existence. No one's in existence can be. All things that you are seeing, he created. He created everything, and honoring you, particularly mankind, for his divinely service. And we are calling people to their real positions, for real missions. Come and be his servants. Don't occupy yourself through this dirty dunya's works. Make it less and make more for your servanthood to Allah Almighty. Because if you are giving 24 hours for his divinely servanthood, don't say that I did too much. No, it is so less. Oh, my, not only some ones, maybe like my brothers or sisters, but mostly you are like my children or grandchildren. I am very happy to be here, and in my age it is difficult traveling. Just I travel from my country up to here, from Istanbul up to here, 14 hours. But yet I am still ready for his servanthood. I am not broken. He is supporting, and his beloved prophet Rasulullah supporting me, and his Allah Almighty's friends and his beloved servants, friends supporting me. And as they like, it is going everything to be. They sent me in my old age, 80 years. I am only looking and seeing Cape Town or Hope Town.
Cape of Good Hope. Cape of Good Hope. Cape of Good Hope.
Cape
of Good Hope.
Good Hope. We were learning when I was, once upon a time I was a small one. But no one thinking that I was a small one. They are thinking that at such an age always. I learned in through geography, but I was asking to be once, and Allah Almighty sending me with that mission that I am coming to take away every battle from this country and to make Kalimatullahi al-Ulya to be said here also, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And you should be also supporters for me. I hope young ones, my hope with young ones, I am very happy and joyful to see here that 99% young ones. Allah gives you much more lights and to be enlightened through his beloved servants and through his awliyas, to be always under their holy protection, and no one can hurt you or harms you. May Allah bless you. It is easy for me to speak from now up to next week. I am not saying up to next year. It is not difficult to speak, but you may put so many things for eating, but I am taking only what it is necessary for me. I can't eat all of it. And we may giving to you something from our hearts. I am not preparing a lecture for you. No, I am not a lecturer. Lecturer may be professor. Da Costa may be lecturer. But I am a simple, only translator from the hearts of Elias, what they are sending, I am addressing to you what it is necessary. Take it, keep it, keep your servanthood to Allah Almighty and your respects to His most respected and beloved servant. May Allah bless you and forgive me. Allahumma salli ala şeref النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه صحبه جميع الأنبياء والأولياء ومشايخنا ومن نحن في جوارهم ولنا معهم الفاتحة اللهم صل على
Thank you.